For another assessment of the Taliban's activities in Afghanistan, we turn to Carlotta Gall. She covers Afghanistan and Pakistan for the New York Times. When I spoke with her from Islamabad, I asked her about today's attack and what it says about the Taliban's activities in areas such as Kabul, where she says they don't have much popular support.
I think it shows that they're certainly trying to get through anywhere they can. And we have had one or two incidents in this area before, but it's very pro-Northern Alliance, which is very anti-Taliban. This area suffered a lot under the Taliban, so there's not popular support. But people can slip through, inevitably, if they don't stick out and look different. And possibly, you know, money works, because Afghanistan's still a very poor country, and so perhaps if you pay the right people, you can still move around. Certainly, they have cleared up one bombing cell from that area before, so in recent months. So there is an awareness that even in these areas, the Taliban is trying to work.
We've heard for some months now about the resurgent Taliban. Is it their influence now felt more broadly throughout the country?
Oh, definitely. I mean, especially since last year, there's been a very big spread. And what is perhaps mentioned less, but is equally important, is there's another former Mujahideen leader, Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, who was never before allied with the Taliban, but seems to be now. And he had always a very broad base of support throughout the country. And if he is managing to run cells, he could create problems up in the north and in the center of Afghanistan. And if he is joining up with the Taliban, that inevitably will extend their footprint. But they are very successful in spreading the terror, which is just activities like bomb blasts, which can show their presence further afield from last year. So across the south and the southeast, and occasionally into the center and into Kabul itself.
Carlotta, is it becoming clear where the Taliban is drawing its manpower? Your reporting has found that at least some of these suicide attacks can be traced to men who were recruited not in Afghanistan, but actually in Pakistan.
Yes, and we've actually been to Pakistani villages where families will acknowledge that their sons died as suicide attackers in Afghanistan. So they're roping in Pakistani villages too, from the band along the border of Pashtun, so the ethnic group is the same, but very different people being sucked into the fight. But I think also you have to acknowledge that in the southern and eastern provinces of Afghanistan, they are managing to recruit locally as well. So the ordinary villagers who would be just farmers or shepherds are being drawn in. For various reasons. They're simple people, they're very religious, they believe jihad is a duty, so they'll join up.
We hear U.S. military officials talk repeatedly about a so-called spring offensive, trying to get ahead of the period when the snow would melt in the mountains and it would be a little bit easier for the Taliban to move about. Is the U.S. now moving ahead of that calendar, moving even ahead of the spring offensive?
They have been trying to. We're well aware that they've been operating in areas, often places that journalists can't go, so sometimes it's unreported, or just reports start filtering out sometime later. But they clearly are acting in some of the mountainous areas of southern Afghanistan, especially in Helmand province, where it's already warm. We hear of airstrikes on certain commanders, and NATO and Americans are saying they're trying to hit out the heads of certain groups to try and deplete the Taliban and lose the leadership. So in a way, that is already the spring offensive working. NATO is being very proactive in going ahead and trying to undercut the Taliban before it actually gets going.
Carlotta Gall, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Carlotta Gall is a correspondent for The New York Times based in Afghanistan.